Welcome back, darling. It hasn't been that long since the last time you visited me. Oh, sweetie. Looks like someone's in need of some private time with Mommy again. That's perfectly all right, my dear. Just let me get this top and bra off. So you can lean against these soft, squishy breasts you've learned to love so much. There you go. Be a good boy and take your place leaning into Mommy's chest as my hand slowly goes down to your belly, firmly caressing that sensitive spot just above your crotch. Already releasing soft little moans. But it only makes sense. You know what you came here for, after all. Be a good boy and pull those pants down for me, okay? Good boy. There you go. Now, let Mommy wrap her hand around that cute cock of yours, gently stroking and teasing it. Full, slow movements at first. And you can feel my fingers go all the way from the base to the tip. Up and down. Up and down. Now, let's pick up the pace just a little bit. Still doing full, long strokes. All the way up to that eager, sensitive tip. I can already hear those nice, sweet moans you're making. Oh? What's that? Did you forget what to moan for me? You know what my name is. Say it properly. Otherwise, I can't help you with your desires, sweetie. Come on. Say it. Mommy. Mm-hmm. That's the name that drives you wild. Say it again. And again. Mommy. Good boy. That's my good little boy. Oh my. Don't you sound just lovely and adorable, slowly losing your mind like that for your mommy? Jeez, those moans and that squirming. Isn't someone being quite submissive for me today? I've noticed that you seem to enjoy this a lot. Getting so subby and squirmy whenever we do this. You react so sensitively to pleasure. Almost like a little slut. Oh. Did that only make it worse for you? Calling you such indecent names seems to have gotten you riled up. My. I can barely keep jerking you off if you keep squirming and wiggling so much, baby. Let's pick up the pace a little then. Jerking it faster and faster. nearing that climax that you so badly desire. Oh, sweetie, no need to hold back around your mommy. Let all those sweet, subby moans out for me. You're already throbbing and leaking some pre-cum, so there's no need to try and hide your arousal. Because that name-calling surely did its part, too. But how could I not call you an eager, desperate slut when you react just, oh, so strongly to any pleasure I give you? I could swear that it wouldn't take much more to make you drool for me. Saliva running down your chin as I keep etching and teasing you endlessly. Do you like the sound of that? No. My slutty little boy wants to come real bad, and he can barely handle my hand jerking him off even faster now. But you'll have to keep holding out for me. Only good sluts get their rewards. And if you are about to climax, you'll have to tell me. Okay? Oh, already close. Then let me just go slower for you. We still have some things to do before we finish. Let's explore this new side of you a little more. What other naughty secrets is my slut hiding? Come on, tell mommy all about it. Hey, let me just take a quick break to check in on you. If you have any other fantasies or would like me to not say or do certain things, then you can just tell me so, okay? After all, my priority is still for both of us to have fun. So don't force yourself to do anything, okay? If you feel too much at once, please say something or tap on my leg and I'll stop. You quite enjoy the name calling, you say. And you want me to try more female nicknames for you? So dirty talk about your more feminine side? Of course. There's no need to blush or be embarrassed about it. I love you just the way you are. But for now, back to the lewd play. Maybe those slutty, submissive moans make a little more sense now. After all, I might have just had more of a good girl on my hands the entire time, stroking her little clitty to make sure that she reaches that climax. Mm-hmm. What a strong reaction. Twitching and moaning so much for me. What if we extended this a little more? Should I bring some clothes for you next time? A cute skirt or a belly shirt? Halter top? Thigh highs even? Even when I just mentioned that, your body reacted even more strongly. Does my naughty girl want to play some dress up with mommy? Just to ruin her clothes right after climaxing all over them? If only I had known that this slutty, needy boy had this preference, we could have done this way earlier. But now that I know you've been hiding it from me for so long, I almost feel like punishing you for a bit. maybe slowing my pace down even more until you're painfully close to that climax, making my little girl tell me more about what she wants. You want me to show you how to do makeup as well. Sadly, Mommy is not very good at it, but hopefully her artistic abilities can transfer over to doing makeup. We can even watch some tutorials together. Do a live session. Really enjoying that part of you and making you look pretty by dressing and styling you up. Mm-hmm. What lovely ideas you have. All I gotta do is just prod and tease you for long enough and to get just what I want. My slutty princess wants to be a good girl for her mommy so badly, right? Then do what all good submissive sluts do and beg for your climax. No, do it properly. Oh, you can't think of anything anymore? Your mind's full of thoughts of wanting to climax and nothing else. Come on, say it after me then. Please, Mommy, keep stroking my needy, eager clitty and make me come. I promise that I won't be hiding any of my dirty secrets from you anymore. Make me orgasm so hard that I lose my mind. Please, Mommy, please, please, please. Oh, there you go. What a good girly slut you are for Mommy. Now we can finally give you that orgasm you've been craving for so long, jerking you faster and faster, not sticking to any pace for long, just overloading your senses until you come. Come on. Do it. Be a good girl and drown in the pleasure only your mommy could give you. Do it. Do it. Good girl. There you go. What a mess you've made. You surely enjoy this quite a lot, Here. Let me grab some paper towels to get my gorgeous princess all cleaned up again. Also, I hope that you did actually enjoy this and didn't just feel too overwhelmed to say anything. You did. Oh, that's great, sweetie. Well, just know that that offer with the clothing wasn't a joke. However, I get if you could get in trouble getting some of your own, so I can bring you anything you like. Just tell me what you need, okay, darling? And if you'd like to explore anything else, feel free to tell me all about it. You can give me a list even, or links to something you see online. Yeah, because no matter what others think, you don't have to feel any guilt or shame around me for your desires and needs. I love you lots, lots, lots. Mwah. Here, let's just lay here and relax a little bit, all right? Lean into Mommy's pillowy chest and take your time. Although I think I will see you again rather soon. Seems like there's still a lot you'd like to explore. And I'd love to do that all with you. See you soon, darling.